Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Thalitha Williams, your faith-based community nurse, and we're in the trenches again talking about health and wellness. And I hope and pray that you had a Merry Christmas and that you stayed safe and well with all that we have going on right now. You continue to make sure that you're doing all the things that will keep you healthy. We've had such an erratic changes in the weather, and which has created a lot of some of what we have in terms of the illness, and then of course coupled with the different viruses that have banded together has made things even a little bit more difficult. And the fact of the traveling or the congregation of several other people together and the power outage and the snow and just different factors have really created havoc, not just weather alone, but even with the health of different people. And I was listening to the news this morning, and they were talking about the young baby that was on a ventilator and, of course, with no power. And obviously they did not have a backup generator that they had to provide CPR breathing for the baby for about 2 hours. We're seeing medicines that are not available. Shelves are just cleared off, and just so many things that are going on. So, and sitting and listening to all this and thinking about this, wanted to address some of that and what we can do. And that's the issue, is that people have become so dependent on medical staffing that they have taken themselves out of the equation in terms of what needs to be done in order to take care of themselves. And my scripture is 3 John and 2, I wish above all that ye prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. And I know for myself that I have told not just my patients, but people in my church, before the winter hits, these are the things you need to stack up on, because when you get to the point you need them, they may not be available. And I had one young young man in a church, and you know, he has a lot of sinus problems. And I told him, I said, you know, just make sure you have Mucinex on hand. Keep it on hand. And he got into a problem, and he couldn't get any Mucinex. And it took him a while to find it. He finally did find him. And just not too long ago, he was at work, and he had an issue breathing, and he went out and thought, well, if I go out, maybe I'll get some air, and came back in, and they noticed he wasn't breathing well. They called the rescue squad, and he had a mucus plug in his lungs. And so, you know, I told him, like, you know, starting in September, you take Mucinex. I don't care what's going on or not going on. Take it every day, twice a day. So what I want to talk about is whole health or holistic health. And what basically whole health is, it centers around what matters to the individual and not what matters to the medical staff, meaning that the team gets to know the person to develop a personalized health plan based on their values, their needs, and their goals. And that's what I try to do is, you know, to look at each person individually. What do you need in your home? For him, Mucinex, obviously. And he went to the hospital, and that's what they wrote a prescription for, is Mucinex. You know, they did give him an inhaler, but he got a prescription for Mucinex. And when I tell people that, they look at me like I'm crazy, but that's what the hospitals are using. That's what the doctors are using. And for parents that have smaller children, I told them, make sure you have Tylenol and make sure you have ibuprofen, Motrin, those anti-inflammatories, because now people are having problems even getting Tylenol off the shelf, and it has caused, I know two of CVS is one, and I think it's Walgreens. Now they're limiting what you can get. So when we talk about holistic health or whole health, we're talking about building a plan around the individual. What are your needs? What do you need to do to maintain your health? And so when we look at the circle of health, we look at the first part of the circle of health is me. It's the individual. The equation starts with the individual. Your second part is self-care, which means that you have the power to impact your own well-being. You have the power, not us. We're just an adjunct. We're just there to help. But you have the power. So when we're looking at whole health, we're looking at the individual taking control and realizing I've got to do what's best for me. And then, of course, the self-care, and your impact in your own health. And then comes in the professional care. Then you have that healthcare team that's there to help you with the prevention and the treatment of any diseases or illnesses throughout the whole process. And then we look at the community. A community is always part of the circle of health, okay? So a whole person's health involves looking at the whole person, not just the organs or the body systems, but considering multiple factors that promote either health or disease. It really means in helping and empowering individuals, families, communities, population to improve their own health. We're looking at their biological, which is the function of the body. We're looking at their behavioral health. We're looking at their social health. We're looking into their environmental areas. And so when we look at the whole person's health, we don't just treat a specific disease, but we want to treat the whole person. We want to focus on restoring health or promoting a person's resilience and even preventing disease across their lifespan. And that's why it begins with the individual. I'm seeing a lot of things happening to a lot of people who did not take the information and use it to their benefit, or who reliance on their health was totally on healthcare professionals. Now, I do blame us to some extent, but we have moved past that and tried to instill in people, you take control of your health. We're here to help you. We're telling you what you need to do, but you need to take control of your health. Case in point, the young man at my church, he was losing weight. His diabetes was in remission. He no longer take insulin. He had no diabetic medicine at all. Now, because of the long-term effects of diabetes, it has affected his eyesight, but not to the point that he's blind or anything, but there are effects of his eyesight. But his diabetes was in remission. He stopped losing the weight. He started back his eating of things that were, and when I inappropriate, I'm saying in the amount that was inappropriate for him. Therefore, because he got that mucus plug, the abdominal girth was so big that it did not allow the lungs to expand enough to get rid of that plug without medical help. And so, you know, we can teach you things all day long, but for your health, you have to be in control. And I tell people all the time, don't rely on me to be in control of your health. I'm just here to help you. That's it. You're in control. And that's what the Bible teaches us, that we are to take care of our bodies. You know, I was looking during this cold spell, people going out with shorts, half dressed, and yes, you may feel comfortable that way, but you got to realize your body is responding to the weather, okay? And your body requires, and people don't realize, your body is requires a certain temperature to keep itself on a maintenance project to be balanced. Now, for me, I'm cold nature. I know how warm I have to feel to keep my body working appropriately. Now, in our clinic, we've had some problems with our so-called smart building reading the temperature outside. So when the temperature is really low on the inside, then I start getting a runny nose. I start sneezing. And that is my body telling me, your body temperature is not where it needs to be. And that's what we have to learn to do, is to pay attention to what our bodies are telling us. Whole health, a person's whole health is important because health and disease are not separate. They're not disconnected states. They all occur on a path that can either move you in two directions. It'll move you to being more healthy, or it'll move you more towards the disease. And so you cannot disconnect, health and disease, because not doing one or the other is going to move you in a direction, either a positive direction or a negative direction. So many factors, which include your biological makeup, some unhealthy behaviors is on this path, such as poor diet, sedentary lifestyle, chronic stress, a lot of things that I've talked about, poor sleep, as well as the social aspect of a person's life. These can lead to chronic disease of more than one organ. And that's what people don't understand. Sometimes, let's say you're having problems with heart. You have cardiac problems. Well, okay. It's going to affect your lung because we look at the heart and lungs as, even though they're separate systems, they work hand in hand. And that's why you're here a lot of time, cardiopulmonary, because they work hand in hand. The lungs are supplying the oxygen, which the heart needs. So, and then, of course, the heart is beating, causing the blood to flow back to the lungs to pick up oxygen. So they work hand in hand. So you got to realize that sometimes you think it's just one system, but that one system can affect more than that individual system, okay? Your ability to be more involved in your self-care, changing your lifestyles, your behavior interventions can turn you back into a more healthy person. And as I've always said, health does not mean disease-free, but it does mean disease maintenance. With a lot of chronic diseases such as diabetes and heart disease and obesity and degenerative joints can occur with chronic pain, depression, opiate misuse. So everything we do affects us, either short-term or long-term. So what I did when I had my physical, I talked to my doctor. I said, look, years ago I had a car accident and I had a head injury and I had jarring of my neck. And I was told down the line that I will probably have some effects of that. And so, and I said, and then about a year and a half ago, a lady ran into the back of me with her SUV, and I had additional jarring. So I said, I just need to have an x-ray done. I pretty much know what it is because of the stiffness and the inability to move. I said, I pretty much know what it is, but I want to make sure that there's nothing there to prevent me from working in my yard this summer. And I said, and there may be occasions I may need a muscle relaxer. I don't, but I told him, I don't want any narcotics. I'm not asking for any medicines. I have my own concoction that I've made up. And he asked me what it was, and I told him. He said, oh, that's good. I said, yeah. So, you know, we recognize that things are going to happen. We recognize that there are changes in our body. But this is where we get into being more proactive in it. I just wanted to make sure. I figured it was degenerative disc disease because that's what the results was going to be. But I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't anything to keep me from working in my yard and doing my garden this year. And of course, when we did x-ray, that's all it was. And he said, well, you do physical therapy. And I said, no, I don't need to do anything. I know how to do physical therapy. As long as it's what I thought it was, I can deal with it. And that's what we have to do because your mental attitude, even if you're experiencing any kind of pain, can take you through that. And that's why it's so important that all of us is in sync. Our biological part of us, our mental part of us, our behavior part of us, all of us have to be in sync because it will help you through even if you're having issues. There are a lot of times that people that are diagnosed with diabetes that we will even send them the mental health because they're depressed about it. To some people, it is a death sentence. you know, they don't see it as a lifestyle change. So we have to intervene in any way that we can. So our lifestyle choices not only influence our physical well-being, but they also influence our mental well-being. And so we have to be aware of that. When it comes to true healing, you have to embrace the whole person. You have to address the needs of the mind, the body, and the spirit, and accept that they're all connected and they're all essential aspects of influencing our lifestyle changes. I can't treat your biological problem without treating your mental problem and without treating your spiritual problem. It all works together. And medical science have learned over a period of years what we have always known for years. It has to encompass the whole aspect of a person. So if you have tried to treat their physiological problem and you don't get to treat their mind problem, it's not going to work. Just like a young man. Okay, I told him what to do. He did have a mindset change to change some of the things that he was doing, but it didn't last. And now, as a result, he is seeing a negative impact on changing his lifestyle. Even now, he saw it before. He did well, but, you know, until you change both mind, body, and spirit and get them all balanced, it doesn't work. So, you know, a lot of people, and it's lots of people, they follow unhealthy lifestyles, and because they do, they attract unwanted illnesses and diseases, rapid aging, and chronic malnutrition. And people think that's like you're starving. No, you can be malnourished in the fact that you're not eating appropriately. So every choice that an individual makes and every action they take directly impacts the quality of their lives and even those that live around them. And so we have to be more proactive in doing those things that make us a better person. It was interesting. I was reading this because I know this. A lot of people don't really know. But I was reading this statement. It says Mother Nature wants us to feel happy and healthy. Endorphins are neurotransmitters released by the brain to alleviate pain and promote pleasure. During exercise, our pituitary glands and our hypothalamus produce these natural pain relievers and release them in response to stress or pain. So it says dopamine, noradrenaline, and serotonin are the three major neurotransmitters that are released through exercise, most commonly known as happiness molecules or the feel-good chemicals in our body. You've heard me say over and over again that your body will help you and maintain you because God has designed it to do so and has put everything that we need. The problem with us is, as a society, when we feel a pain, it's readily going to a bottle of pills when your body can make what you need. Because of the head injury, I do have some neck pain. And weather doesn't help it. But what I do is I reposition my body. I stretch. I do the things that I know to do, okay? Now, I do have a topical I put up there every now and then when it gets really bad. But as far as just taking medicine, now I put the topical up there. But I learn to stretch. And sometimes that stretching can be a little painful. But when you learn to realign your body and exercise, then the endorphins take over and they can relieve the pain. And it's natural pain reliever, okay? So if we're going to embrace health and have happy and vital, have good vitality, we must align our lifestyle as close as we can to nature, as closely as we can to nature. You know, a lot of times as you grow older, you get into unhealthy habits that don't serve us well as far as promoting well-being. And so we have to stick with the foods and the lifestyle that are healthy for us, because food is a medicine. And people don't see it that way, but it really is a medicine. It helps us to grow through the regeneration of new healthy cells. It oxygenates our blood, and it floods our system with life-giving nutrients. So food is the medicine that we need. We just need to eat the right type of food. And most time that's not what we want to do. And I know so my godchildren came over, so they said they wanted me to cook because I wasn't going to really do a lot of cooking. So I did cook, and I think it was mostly vegetables, turkey, and one of the ladies on my job's husband smoked me a ham, and I had some macaroni and cheese. And then I made some candy yams, which was the only thing that I had that was sweet. But one of my godsons said, "Your candy yams are perfect. They're not real sweet." And I said, "No, you know, I don't do real sweet stuff." And so you can enjoy different things. It's just that you have to do it in a way that promotes good health. We're going, as a society, we're going to have to reclaim our own health. And the reason we're going to have to do it, because we're finding out now that we don't have the access to medicine that we used to have. Right now, we have a shortage of amoxicillin, Ozempic, which is for diabetes, there's a shortage. There was one more. Entresto is a shortage. These are medicines that are necessary. And so, but because we don't take care of ourselves, doctors just keep writing prescription. And guess what? Overuse, and now we're short. Hippocrates says, "The natural healing force within each of us is the greatest force in getting well. The natural healing force within each of us is the greatest force in getting well. Okay? And so we know, and you know that I do holistic nursing, which is the same thing as whole health, where we focus on everything, your physical body, your emotions, your mind, your spirit. We do all of that because that is important. A lot of times in the past, medical science has tried to leave out the spiritual part, but they found out that that is a very essential part of a lot of our society, no matter what their beliefs are and how they consider their spirituality, but it is a part of their lifestyle. And so you have to consider that when you are trying to do those things that are essential to maintain their health. I'll never forget, you know, we had, when I worked at a hospital, we had a lady, and she was Jehovah's Witness, and she did not accept blood. So we had to do blood expanders. But people have their own way of how they feel their connection with their spirituality. So that's why it's so important that when we're doing a plan that we listen to the person and see what it is they feel. How do they approach it? You know, I've had a lot of people who said, I don't want to take this medicine. I just don't. And my thing to them is, that's fine. But this is your alternative. If you're not going to take the blood pressure medicine, then you got to eat the right food. You've got to exercise. You can't do like the smoking and the drinking, that all affects it. And I just give them the whole education on maintaining their blood pressure. You've got to reduce your stress. And so I give them an option. And I let them know, I'm willing to work with you with what your plan is. But then if your plan doesn't work, then we're going to have to change a little bit of your plan. And if you do it that way, a lot of people are very very open to that. I do that with my doctor. They may say something. I say, let's try this. If it doesn't work, I'll revisit what your plan is. And so that's why it's important that we include medical care in a holistic perspective where we approach everything, because everything, every factor that is involved in individuals is important. And so that's why we have to consider what they are asking us. And so when we're looking at home health, whole health, we're looking at the physical makeup, we're looking at the emotional makeup, we're looking at nutritional makeup, we're looking at the environment, and we're looking at the spiritual. That is the five components that we have to look at when we are trying to help individuals. And I think even though our pastors are not always medical people, but I think they can do play a part in explaining to people that, you know, you have to be involved in your health and explain to them that everything you do, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual, environmental, impacts on your health. Our pastor has been doing He had some medical knowledge because he worked as a medical officer in the jail, but he's not real detailed about it, but he studies a lot, and he does bring that out to our congregation, because we have, you know, you're always going to have a few that's not going to be compliant with taking care of themselves, so sometimes you have to kind of bring that out with it and let them know. So I think we all as a community within our church bodies, then our medical facilities have to band together and promote whole health and making sure that people are taking a more proactive part in their health. My favorite, of course, we have several nursing theorists, but mine is Orem's theory of self-care. I've always believed that that's important, that we take care of ourselves. And not that the others are not good, but it starts with us. We are the ones that's impacted by what we do. And so that's why we need to start any care off. We start with the individual. So that is it for tonight. If there's no question or comments, I won't be on for the next 3 weeks because we're doing our prayer and consecration for the next 3 weeks of January. So I won't be with you again. So I want you all to have a happy, safe, and well New Year. And pray the blessings of God will be on you, keep you healthy spiritually and physically. So there's no comments and no questions. That is it for me for tonight.
One comment I'd like to speak on behalf of what you said, how true it is. I had to deal with a situation. My wife has dementia, Alzheimer's. And what I had to do, I didn't realize that the psychological or the mental health component would kick in. So what I had to do, and the spiritual, what I had to do was to be realistic about it. And the way I was able to understand it and deal with it thus far is, number one, I promised God that I would take care of her. Number two, because that's not the person that I married, that I known, therefore, patience has to change. And what really, really brought it to the forefront was this season. Normally, we are not here. Normally, we are visiting somebody. And the reality is, no point. And see, I could sit here and get bent out of shape and get all stressed out. If I want to play the name blame game, by the fact that I realize that what's happening, nobody has any control over it but the divine spirit. And my whole thing is I found peace in it, in this process that I'm going through, when I accepted it and realized that there's no point in my trying to get them to understand or to see or trying to relate to them in the other way now, because they don't understand. They're not here. So that is not the person. And you also said how important the social part is. I never realized how important that was until now. When you cannot communicate with someone and you just have to sit there, or when that person tries to communicate with you or you try, it's not there. So one has to, again, one has to take another look at that situation, that circumstances, and develop their relationship with their God might even change. And it's not changing for the worse. It's changing because God has shown you, okay, you kept your commitment. You said you would take care of them. However, you need somebody that you can have a conversation with, whether it's male, female, or what. And my age, most of the guys that my age are gone. So I wound up having females. And then what my thing was, well, you know, first thing people are going to say, oh, he's trying to go with her. Oh, what he's doing is wrong, and he shouldn't be doing that. Well, my God and I understand what is happening and why it's happening, so I don't worry about that anymore. I don't even think about it. That's their problem, because those people that's making those statements are not stepping up to see if they can help.
Right.
So that's how that's where I am in this overall process. So what you said is so important, and I hope people really take your words as true, because otherwise I would have had a stroke by now, or either a heart attack. And I got a buddy that graduated with me, and his wife was in the same class as my wife from college, and his wife had, she's in a home, but he had a stroke. And I honestly and truthfully believe that that's why he had that stroke.
Yeah. It can be stressful.
Yes, it can be. It is stressful.
Yeah. Well, all righty.
All right.
All right.
All right. Shalom.
All right. Bye.